This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. We are living in a time of extreme censorship, of course. But what's important to realize is that censorship is a sign of extreme corruption. The reason the establishment has to censor so many independent voices is because they have so much to hide. I mean, think about that. Think about why I've been censored everywhere. Completely censored, deplatformed by YouTube, deplatformed by Twitter, shadow banned by Facebook, essentially delisted by Google, all of it. Why? Why is that happening? Well, because, of course, I'm one of many voices that challenges the establishment. And I challenge the establishment on health and medicine, pharmaceuticals, GMOs, pesticides, things like that. I teach people how to not need the cancer industry, which is a trillion-dollar industry over a decade globally. You know, it's a massive industry. And if you teach people how to not need, let's say, pharmaceuticals, psychiatric drugs, blood pressure medication, if you teach people not to use glyphosate on their home lawns, if you teach people to buy organic and stay healthy and prevent disease, you are a threat to the system. So censorship is a sign of extreme corruption. And there's a gradient of attacks on speech. So the level that I'm being subjected to is sort of medium along the gradient, where they deplatform you, they silence you. On the more extreme end of the gradient, you have Julian Assange. They locked him up essentially in an embassy building for, I think, 7 years. He could not even go outside. He was a prisoner in the Ecuadorian embassy in London for 7 years. It's like a jail sentence, really. It's a form of torture. It destroys your physical health and your mental health to keep you in a, I mean, even felons, prisoners get some outside time in federal prisons. They get to go outside for, you know, an hour a day or an hour a week, depending on the situation. Julian Assange didn't get to go outside. He couldn't go outside for an hour a year because it's a prison sentence, because his organization, WikiLeaks, had something to say that the establishment did not want to get out. And actually, it goes back to, well, the leaked video footage of, I think it was an Apache helicopter during the Gulf War that was blowing away Reuters journalists on the ground who were carrying cameras that the helicopter pilots thought were rifles. And they just gunned them down with, I think, 50 caliber rounds. And they were like cowboy, you know, hollering, celebrating the shooting up of these journalists, right? This is not the image that the Pentagon wants to get out to the world. And when you threaten the Pentagon, they will kill you. They will drone attack you. In fact, I think Hillary Clinton suggested that they use a drone attack to take out Julian Assange many years ago. You know, I guess I should count my blessings that I don't attack the Pentagon. I mean, I expose Big Pharma and Monsanto, you know, the toxic poisons of our world. I don't go after weapons manufacturers and drone makers and cruise missile manufacturers. That's not my focus. That's probably the most dangerous thing to attack in our world. But it's all kind of a similar, you know, a similar inspiration. Just let's just tell the truth. Let's have more transparency about things. My focus is food. Julian Assange's focus is exposing the military-industrial complex. But I agree with Julian Assange's right to speak. I agree with his right to have his freedom and to engage in journalism and to release once secret documents, which is exactly what the New York Times did with the Pentagon Papers. The Pentagon Papers were stolen from the military. They were top secret documents. The New York Times received those papers, published them, and then, of course, was involved in the Justice Department, I believe, suing the New York Times to block further publications. This was back in the 1970s, I believe. The New York Times won that case, and the Supreme Court established a precedent that journalism includes the right to publish previously classified documents, even if the establishment doesn't like what they say. So Julian Assange is doing only what the New York Times did, but Julian Assange gets targeted. This is the truth about censorship in America today. Now, here's the good news right now. The censorship in America has not yet gone to the level where the government is, let's say, assassinating the individuals in the independent media. They're being deplatformed, and not by the government. They're being deplatformed by the tech giants, the evil companies like Google, like Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and so on. Those are the ones that are carrying this out. In fact, we've arrived at a point where it is the duty and the responsibility of the government now to intervene in this and prevent the tech companies from engaging in this discriminatory censorship practice that targets people based on the color of their beliefs. Conservatives and Christians and Trump supporters and gun owners, for example, are all targeted by the tech giants. So what needs to happen now is that the government needs to assert its power of coercion and threats against these corporations that are violating the First Amendment rights and the basic human dignity of the American people through this selective censorship. And there are some conservatives out there who have been completely wrong on this issue, and I'm going to name them. For example, Dan Bongino. For over a year, Dan Bongino has said, oh, you don't want the government involved in deciding what kind of speech you're allowed to have. You don't want the government regulating the tech giants. Well, Bongino is 100% wrong on that, even though he's right about a lot of other things. He's a great American patriot, not slamming him as a person. But he's wrong about this. It's not the role of the government to run the tech giants. It is the role of the government to protect individual liberties against corporate tyranny. That's the only proper role of government, aside from, you know, defending your borders and delivering the mail. The government's role should be to protect the individual liberties that are described in the Bill of Rights. The government's proper role, again, is to defend the First Amendment, defend the Second Amendment, defend the Fourth Amendment, defend the Fifth Amendment, and so on. Even, you could say, at the state and local level, to defend the 10th Amendment. This is the role of government, the proper role, because corporations become tyrannical regimes. Corporations are out of control, and corporations, like Google, can become more powerful than governments. And when those corporations abuse and exploit their power in order to selectively target and censor individuals because of the nature of their speech, government must step in and use the power of coercion and threats against those corporations. That's why I've said repeatedly that the Department of Justice in America today should, in fact, indict and arrest the CEOs of Twitter and Google and Facebook and YouTube. Also, the State Department should seize the domains of all those companies until those companies agree to sign what's called a consent decree, which says that they will respect the First Amendment rights of their users. And this should apply to any social media platform that has greater than, let's say, 10 million users. If you have a large dominant tech platform and you have over 10 million users, you can no longer discriminate against people based on their speech or based on the fact that they're a Christian or based on the fact that they love America or that they honor the president of America or anything like that. You know, we have all these laws against discriminating against people based on their gender or their sexual orientation or even religion or race. Why don't we have laws that protect people against discrimination based on the color of their speech, the content of their ideas? You see, so that needs to be done, and government's proper role is to do that. And that's where people like Dan Bongino need to really evolve their understanding of the proper role of government in defending individual liberty against corporate tyranny. Now, in terms of practical things that you can do, because we still have our domain names, you can always go directly to the websites that you want to read. And that actually should be the default position of free people who are free thinkers. Just go to naturalnews.com, type it into your browser. Go to the websites that you want to read. You know, go to newstarget.com. Go to Trump.news, go to censored.news, just type it in your browser. The issue is, a lot of people, they live their life thinking that Facebook is the internet. Some people think Twitter is the internet. All they do is they just watch Twitter all day long. They think that's the internet. That's their portal to the internet. And when people do that, and they do it out of a sense of laziness, by the way, convenience. Let's just let Twitter tell me what's happening in the world. Let's let Facebook tell me what's happening. The problem is then Facebook and Twitter control what you are allowed to see. And all these services, including YouTube, then shadow ban the videos or the content that they don't want you to see. And they deplatform channels they don't want you to see. Even Medium.com. Medium.com has deplatformed all kinds of conservatives and independent journalists. Recently, they deplatformed one writer because he questioned the official narrative on a school shooting. If you just question the official narrative, you are deplatformed from all these tech platforms. If you question the lies about vaccines, you're deplatformed everywhere as well. All kinds of things that you can't question without being deplatformed. And see, when users give these platforms the power to control what they're seeing, then it sets up these situations where you no longer have access to reality. You have this filtered, controlled point of view, this biased feed that's actually feeding your brain disinformation from Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and Google and so on. Even Google, search engine, is now a twisted view of the world. It's a bubble. It's a liberal bubble. You are not allowed, if you type in any search into Google, you are only going to get search results that are advocated by the liberal mob that runs Google. You're not allowed to see any information that questions the official narratives on anything. Vaccines, medicine, Federal Reserve, you know, any topic. Aliens and UFOs, you name it. You're not allowed to question the official narrative. So again, the good news is you can go directly to the websites that you want to read. So just go directly to naturalnews.com. Go directly to censored.news. You can even use our search engine. It's called goodgopher.com, and it searches the independent media. So if you want, if you're searching recent news, don't go to Google or even DuckDuckGo for that matter. Go to goodgopher.com because it searches the independent media. You're going to get the other side of the story via goodgopher.com. That's how it works. So use your power while you still have it. Exercise your right to access information. Read, learn, watch the videos you want to watch. Don't let these platforms determine what you are allowed to see. And thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, publisher of naturalnews.com. Stay well, be safe, and stay informed. And also watch my videos on brighteon.com. That's spelled B-R-I-G-H-T-E-O-N. Brighteon.com, it's the YouTube alternative for free speech videos. Thanks for listening. Learn about the benefits of cacao, cacao nibs. Learn about astaxanthin, learn about resveratrol or sulforaphane from broccoli sprouts or cruciferous vegetables. All of these nutrients and superfoods and much more are available now at healthrangerstore.com. But most importantly, we are the only online retailer in the world with an in-house ISO-accredited laboratory. We test what we sell. We test for heavy metals. We test for bacteria. We test for glyphosate, herbicide, and increasingly, pesticides. We have clean nutrition. HealthRangerStore.com. If you want clean supplements and incredibly potent superfoods that can enhance and protect your health, HealthRangerStore.com is where you find it.